Paul, how frustrating was that tonight?
Frustrated, angry, yes, because the desire, the work rate, the energy that we have shown in games wasn't there tonight, you know, and that's one thing that really does anger me, because we pride ourselves on that. We pride ourselves in working hard in training, doing the horrible side of the game properly before we play. And we didn't have that tonight. Middlesbrough wanted it more than us, and that's something that hurts, and it's something that I won't accept.
Is that something that you, why wasn't it there? Is that something you ask of the players when you get in after a game like that?
Yeah, of course you do. Whether they thought it, because it's a team that's been struggling recently and the fans have been their back, whether they thought it was going to be too easy, or whether they thought the Sky cameras were here maybe a bit better than what they were. Whatever it is, I'll sort it out, because I won't accept that. I won't accept a team as a group and as individuals not going out there and really, really having that will to win, because I don't believe that was there tonight. And to be fair to them, up until this point they've been great, you know, but I'm one that always looks for the positives. But I'm not going to come out here and lie to you, lie to the fans, lie to MD. I won't accept that.
There were big moments in the game. You've had a chance when it's 0-0, you've had a chance when it's 1-0, and a chance before half time when it's 2-0 to give yourself a real chance of getting back in the game. They were key moments, weren't they?
They were key moments, but you know, that's desire as well. That's desire. I want to put the ball in the back of the net. You know, the one just before half time, it's the ball's flashed across the 6-yard box. Nobody's really, really wanted to get in there. The one just after half time, the exact same thing. And that's what I mean. And you know, I'll go back. Boys have been great, but they'll see a different side to me now, because I won't accept that performance.
The goal's all avoidable in your view, do you think?
Poor, really poor. Look, you give Middlesbrough credit, because they played in the front foot. They had a good team shape to them, all the things that we've been good at recently. But the goals were really poor. You know, the first one's a ball over the top, two set plays. You know, it's schoolboy stuff.
You say they're going to see a different side of you now. Can they expect, you know, this week now you're going to be worked in training, you're going to have to react to this?
We work in training all the time. You know, and with a view of what we're going to do in games. But if they think it's, you know, I'm one that, if players work hard for me, I'll look after them. You know, I think that's well known. If they don't, they'll see a different side to me, because, you know, we had fans that travelled up here on a Friday night expecting a performance. We're live on telly. And I was embarrassed then. The last sort of 10 minutes, I was embarrassed, you know, and I don't like feeling like that. My staff don't like feeling like that. My board won't like feeling like that, and we'll sort it out.
The best players react to stuff like this, don't they? They respond to a manager setting them a challenge of responding now.
Yeah, look, they'll get a reaction because they're not a bad bunch. But it shouldn't take a performance like that to get a reaction. You know, yes, I'll accept defeats. I've said that to you before, as long as we're trying to do the right things. But the amount of times we gave the ball away today was poor. And the pressing to win it back was poor as well, you know. So whether it's a bad day at the office, I don't know. But what I do know is that starting tomorrow and early tomorrow, we'll be in working.
Quinn off at half-time, was that an injury situation?
Yeah, it was. It was a poor tackle in the first minute. We tried to get through it at half-time, but he was struggling a bit, you know.
The new guy comes on and plays 45 minutes. It was a bit of a baptism of fire for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I thought he'd done OK, you know, and he'll be a good player for us. He's somebody that's rated very, very highly within the game, and we've done very well to get him.
Yeah, just tell us a bit more about him. He's perhaps a player that the Rovers fans won't know a great deal about, so what can they expect to see from him?
It's a coup for us, because you know, when QPR signed him, there was a lot of big Premier League teams trying to sign him. He's a Korean international. You know, I watched a lot of him when he was in the Olympics. He's somebody we tried to get before, but couldn't quite make it, and we thought he was maybe a little bit out of our reach, because there was a lot of top championship clubs trying to take him. He needs to play games to get to the World Cup, and we're thankful that Harry and QPR have let us have him, because he could have had his pick.
And Kyle Bennett's gone to Crawley today, hasn't he? Is that a good opportunity for him to get some football?
Kyle needs to go out and get games, you know, and play regular games. You know, he's there a month initially with a view of extending it to January, and hopefully he gets 10-12 games under his belt and comes back to us flying.
And when you see a performance like you have tonight, does it sort of make you feel like you have to do more in the transfer market? Do you feel like that's something you are going to have to do now?
Look, the board's backed me, and I've said to the players in there, if I have to go out and get other people in, I will. You know, if I have to make changes to the personnel, I'll do it, because my job is to do the best for the football club, and I'm not doing the best for the football club if I accept what I've seen tonight.